Here we are, Oddcast Podcast, episode 22. Fantastic. Will is not drunk this time.
No, it's depressing, isn't it?
I had a lot of feedback from episode 21.
Oh, lovely.
With Will's drunken rants about British people and Friday. Get Blackadder! Put up Blackadder! That's what you were doing.
Blackadder's awesome.
You were like, put Blackadder in it! Fry Laurie and Milton Melchit and Svendandula!
And then you did a trailer breakdown where you just went, eyebrows!
I was kind of at the point where all I could say is what I could actually just about focus on.
It was a long night, wasn't it?
It was. We'd done two podcasts before that.
Yep, we did the Ask an American podcast prior to doing the episode 21. And I thought we were fine. I felt fine. I sounded a little bit slurry, but then I listened back and I couldn't get a word in.
No.
I honestly could not get a word in. I had stories ready. I had stuff ready to talk about. You shot me down. With you just like, don't care, hate you, Brian Blessed, and your Kevin Costner impression.
Oh, which, yes.
Nerf Spur on Twitter, he actually said he loved your Kevin Costner impression.
It's pretty accurate.
So do it again.
I am Robin Loxley. Bring to me the Maid Marian.
Which is pretty good. So, yeah. So you listen to the Oddcast Podcast episode 22. It's a very special podcast today. Simply because...
Special.
It's a special podcast today. Simply because me and Will are sitting here in front of the microphone right now, and we ain't got to do a lot of stuff because it's all been pre-recorded for you.
It's an easy cast.
Even though a podcast is pre-recorded anyway, we pre-recorded a pre-recorded podcast.
Yes.
That kind of makes sense.
Next week...
Yeah!
We're just going to play this back as episode 22.
Yeah, we could do that. We just keep playing the previous one and see if anyone notices.
Just no, playing a little intro before each one.
No one would.
You know, in a few years' time, it'll be like a 9-hour behemoth of a podcast, just having grown.
Exactly. So, what we're going to do coming up shortly, we're going to do something in a minute, but shortly we're going to play out the Oddcast Takeover Show, which we did for RudeRadio.net, which we'll do every Saturday. And the reason I'm doing it is because I don't know how many people listen to RudeRadio.net. Probably not as many people that listen to the Oddcast podcasts, I'm pretty sure.
So especially, 3 compared to the 5.
Yeah, especially the American listeners we've got there, like BUI podcast, listen to this. But, and their last podcast, Standing On, I'm assuming, listen to this. I think they do because they want to try and get the answers for Asking American because they're very stupid.
Ah, here's a clue, guys. Next episode.
Yeah!
Oh, shit, sorry, we just recorded that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But, yeah, so we're just gonna, and it's quite funny. What it is, it's all the movie stuff we talked about. It's gonna be a movie themed podcast today. It's all, we did, the releases out, so you've got Happy Feet, a lot of Happy Feet talk, a lot of talk about Hugo, then you've got to talk about Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice was good.
We had a little retro Beetlejuice, and then we talked about stuff that's out on to buy on DVD. So, if you listen to this now, you're like, well, that movie was out weeks ago.
Just remember.
This was recorded, like, a week ago, so.
It's all about the arse to mouth.
Yeah, and there's we'll let you get into it because there's some great, you've probably known by the title, what this entails, but yeah, just wait until you hear what Will has to say about penguins and a certain.
I forgot about that, that was actually a little week ago, wasn't it?
Exactly. Alright, so before that anyway, we do a segment called USA with your mates. The BUI podcasters.
Oh, I love them.
So, so let's move straight into a bit of USA.
USA! USA! USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, planting the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. Just a little bit more than the normal life. Just a
But okay, we're here in USA. What I do with USA, it's spelled USA.
That's normally how you spell USA, yeah.
A? Right, so, and what I do, I send BUI podcasters a challenge to do. We've had commercials off them for the Only Way to Essex and Big Brother. We've had a chat show off them, Hicks and Brits. We've had a running commentary for a football game off them.
Oh, wow.
So it's...
Is that in a soccer game?
Yes, it was a soccer game. It was a Tottenham game. Tottenham versus Arsenal game.
Brilliant.
This week was one I was really excited about. I spoke about it a couple of episodes ago. I sent them the challenge to come up with a song that could be used as one of those, you know, Feed the World, Live Aid sort of songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For a charity that I made up called Clamp That Clunge. And the idea was people that talk a lot of shit.
Yes.
That is our talk, like talking cunts. Which is kind of, we went around that basis on talking clunges.
Yeah.
So they took this on board, and they're quite musical people, and they come up with a great song, which is going to be Christmas number one, without a doubt.
I can't wait.
So here is BUI Podcasters, Clamp That Clunge.
So there I was, just walking down the street, minding my own business. And here comes a man that I've never seen before. A man talking directly to me.
Clamp that clunge.
Telling me all about his feats.
Clamp that clunge.
Like I give a damn.
Clamp that clunge.
Come on, man.
Clamp that clunge.
I don't have time to listen to you. He said, nah, man. I don't have time to listen to you.
Clamp that clunge.
Oh, I said, hey man, listen, you gotta
clamp that clunge.
I don't have time for you to be running your mouth.
Clamp that clunge.
I got things I need to do.
Clamp that clunge.
Yo, egotistical prick. Just listen. That's all you gotta do, man.
Clamp that clunge.
Just do it.
Clamp that clunge.
We don't wanna hear you.
Clamp that clunge.
It's the last fucking time I'm gonna tell you, man. This is it. This is what you gotta do.
Now clamp that clunge.
Just shut the fuck up, will you?
Gotta clamp that clunge.
Just listen, man.
Come on, now clamp that clunge.
Listen, I'm leaving, man.
Clamp that clunge.
But as I walk away, remember one thing you gotta do.
Clamp that clunge.
Beautiful.
It does bring a tear to the eye.
See, tears to the Jap's eye. That was a bloody good effort there. I mean, that was a really catchy song. I wasn't expecting it to be that professional sounding.
No,
I was expecting them sitting on a couple of tambourines and a bucket, going, "Jack, the fuck up, clamp that cunt," like that. You know, just like a couple of guitars.
It's good to think that you think so highly of your podcasting.
They know that. They fucking rip the shit out of me all the time, so I'm allowed to give a little shit back. But I'm not giving them shit, I'm giving them praise. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was lovely.
You know what I mean? There was one bit missing from it, but, you know, that's fair enough.
What was missing?
Fuck Will! Fuck Will!
And tune into the last episode, next episode, or an episode of Ask
American. Well, you go listen to Ask American, and you can keep along with that saga. Fucking hell, it's like a bitchy soap opera. But yeah, so there you go. That was a beat. That was USA with the Clamp That Clunge. That was a good song. See, if you played that song, I think just randomly, no one would know that was made as a joke. I think they could go away and say, yeah, that. Well, all right, Clamp That Clunge is going to be a joke, but they could think, oh, that's actually someone's come up with that song.
All I can say is, don't go into Google, and I haven't tried this myself. In fact, do go to Google and do an image search
on Clamp That Clunge
and just see what comes up.
That would be quite impressive.
Hang on, Will was going to do it right now. So
we better keep talking while I boot this little bad boy up.
What I'll do whilst he's doing that, then, because what's going to happen in a minute? We're going to go. The theme tune's going to play out, and we're all going to go straight into the Oddcast takeover, which was filmed a couple of weeks ago for the RootRadio.net. So when you might hear some little references in it regarding certain things, which won't make sense. But nothing makes sense anyway, so
no,
nothing
matters. Nothing will be in proper context.
So be prepared for a lot of movie talk. And, you know, we get very serious and critical on our movies.
Oh, yes.
You know, this is like a Mark Kermode BBC Radio 4 movie review. This is what it is.
You say Mark Kermode?
I know, he does Radio 2.
Kermode, his surname, Kermode.
Yeah,
really?
Mark Kermode.
Isn't Kermode like basically toilet?
I thought Komodo was like a dragon.
No, that's Komodo.
That was again
named after the Isle of Komodo in Indonesia. But a commode,
yeah,
is a toilet.
That is, okay, there you go. So Mark Toilet,
yeah,
with his movie reviews down the toilet. That's what I'd be. If my name was Mark Komodo, I'd be like Mark down a commode.
I was listening to the radio. Oh Christ, what was his name?
We always probably listened to Radio 4, like
it was Radio 4. Yes. Oh, would have been a good story if only I could remember it. We'll leave that there.
Would have been a great story. So, yeah, if you want to tweet me, you can at Barker Podcast, and you can get us at Oddcast Podcast. Everything you want to find us at now is at one easy site. It's at oddpoduk.wordpress.com. You find everything on there. All the podcasts are downloadable. Just from a right click, save as done. You can find us on iTunes. You can get all the Ask an American podcasts through iTunes and at that website. You can also find like blog posts. You know, I'm going to treat you like a blog post. I'll keep you updated with random stories and random shit to keep it up to date with. Cunt Cupboard's on there. We haven't done Cunt Cupboard for a couple of weeks because Billy hasn't been here. So might have to get Will involved in that soon. You can get all the trailer breakdowns on there as well, which is quite interesting. You can see all the trailer breakdowns that Billy has done in, over time, and Will did a couple drunkenly the other week, even though he doesn't actually remember them.
No.
He doesn't remember them at all. So yeah, you want to contact us ahead, that's very cool. Make sure you listen to Ask an American as well, which is a great podcast.
Oddly enough,
global podcast.
Google image search on Clamp That Clunge doesn't produce anything that interesting.
Nothing, not even both fannies at all. Is Clunge rude enough
yet? Well, I think it only became became in popular use from the in-betweeners.
Yeah, I think Clunge now is not exactly considered that.
Oh, if I just type in Clunge,
you get a lot of fannies. You got the safe
filter. Not a massive amount, oddly enough. No, safe filter's off.
Not
most of it are t-shirts just saying things like knee-deep in Clunge.
And there you go, there's an in-between as a reference there. Right, okay, so let's end this now. We're not in this, we're just only getting started.
Let's start this.
Yeah, so let's start the podcast. Right? We're going to go away, but you're going to be listening to old version of us. You're going to listen to the past.
Listening to us a week ago.
Yeah, or maybe 2 weeks ago. Well, depending on when you download this.
This one comes out, yeah.
I don't know how it works on podcasts. You know, we pre-record same for a podcast, which is always pre-recorded. This and pre-record works.
Yeah, look forward to the just not in the cinema anymore feature and the been on DVD for a few weeks bit.
Yeah, whatever. So, exactly. That actually makes sense. Yeah, so here we go. Episode 22 of the Oddcast Podcast. The movie edition. Hope you enjoy it, and we will catch you episode 23.
Which we might actually record properly.
Which will probably go back to normal. So enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, rock and roll all the way, baby.
Harry's been very filled with jealousy since, and decides it's time to get his miniature man bits puzzled.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh my God!
And maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Oddcast at the movies.
I love films, mate.
You love films. What's your favourite film, Will?
Debbie Does Dallas.
What's that like?
I don't know. I've never actually seen it.
I'm talking shit. I remember once my mum said, this is weird, she said, Debbie Does Dallas. She was, ha ha. You've got to see it, Ed, just for the crack.
Oh, what, Debbie's?
Yeah, well, that's what he's talking about. No, didn't mean it like that. It's just one of them films you just need to see because it's just so notoriously bad.
Yeah, you know, the production values ain't exactly going to be...
But then I was like, Mum, why are you telling me that you watch porn? What the fuck is going on?
You don't want to think about it, do you? Nobody wants to think about parents watching porn or doing anything like that.
I actually blocked that out of my mind until literally 10 minutes ago when I thought about it.
You were thinking about it just 10 minutes. Not 10 seconds ago
when I said it. And literally, I just remembered it as you said it. I remembered that my mum told me.
But you were thinking about it 10 minutes ago as well.
No, it wasn't. No, I didn't mean 10 minutes. I meant 10 seconds.
Right, how often do you think about your parents?
I don't. Shut up, man. What are you doing to me?
I'm kind of enjoying this.
People on RudeRadio.net do not want to hear you talk about my mum and poor man.
Well, I think people just enjoy the level of discomfort.
I'm uncomfortable now, I'm sweating. This is not nice. So yeah, here we are. Just after 2 o'clock.
Beautiful.
On a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and look at the weather, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, sunny and everything. Look, sunny with a hint of snow.
And maybe some rain. and it might or might not be windy.
It could be, or it could also be dry.
Yes.
We don't know, we've put the windows closed and the curtains closed and everything. We don't know nothing.
Yeah.
We're in a little basement. So we are, we?
Yeah, on the ground floor.
It's basement.
Yeah, okay.
We're in Will's dungeon, his torture chamber.
Yeah, we like the soundproofing down here.
Is there soundproofing down here?
Oh yeah.
Is that when you...
Otherwise I hear the screams.
Oh, sounds like a movie, Will.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a film I saw the other night.
To be honest, it sounds like an Austrian movie, but carry on.
Yeah. Human Centipede 2.
Oh wow, now that's got to be fantastic.
Oh my, have you seen the first one?
No, I'll tell you what, I don't know why, because I suspect it's such a masterpiece of intellectual, thought-provoking, witty magnificence, that I just think that if I see it, the rest of my life will just be dull and drab in comparison.
Yeah, well, the first one.
Or am I getting mixed up with the one where, and it's actually the one where they sew people's faces to people's arses.
Ass to mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first one was quite notoriously...
Shit.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't that great.
Did it have any features apart from the having people's faces sewn to people's arses?
Yeah.
Any other redeeming features?
It was kind of tongue-in-cheek. It's like a
bit... quite literally.
See? Fucking didn't even realise it.
I like that one.
It was, but it's like it didn't take itself too seriously. I mean,
you can't be sewing people's faces.
It was a bit over the top. It was like a little slasher film. It was like a soap opera. Like the bad guy, the doctor, it was really over the top. Like, really nasty over the top. Sort of, like a panto villain sort of thing.
Oh,
so it had that kind of feel about it. Like, oh, this is really, like, this is a movie.
Now I'm going to sew your face into people's asses.
It's kind of very cool.
And they called me mad!
Yeah. That's what it was like.
And the sequel?
When you watch the first one, you kind of watch it and it's a bit dark, but it's kind of, it's quite comical. You're like, this is so weird.
I have to reassure you, Ed, I think there is every likelihood that I will go through my entire life
without seeing that film.
Okay,
well, so then that one was that one, right, the first film. And it was kind of like, you don't see as much as people make it out. The whole idea of it is scarier than actually seeing what they show you. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So you come Afghan.
Is it actually meant to be scary?
It's a horror film. It's not supposed to make you jump.
Yeah.
But the second one...
Yeah.
They completely... The director and the writer completely went the opposite.
Right.
He made it dark. It's filmed in black and white. So
it probably couldn't afford a colour camera.
Well, I think he changed it because there's a lot of blood. So you get away because if it's black and white, you don't see much red. And it helps you with the cut. He had to cut... Because it got banned... This film,
right.
It wasn't going to be released at all until we made about 2 or 3
cuts. Can you ban a film based on just it having a wank script?
No,
you see, that should be... Catwoman was on telly the other day with Halle Berry.
That worst film ever.
God, and I thought Daredevil was bad.
Daredevil is good. It's fucking masterpiece. Daredevil's a godfather compared to Catwoman.
I mean, I watched Daredevil and sat there thinking... Wow, maybe I can just nail my legs to the table, it will be more fun.
Yeah.
And I would actually say it was a better film than Catwoman.
Catwoman's fucking, it's disturbingly bad.
It was like trying to be a sort of superhero slash chick flick slash female empowerment slash a bit of comedy slash rom-com. A bit of everything, and all that happened is you just wanted to slash Halle Berry's face. It was terrible.
I hate
terrible.
Halle Berry. If you listen to the Upcast podcast, you know how much I hate Halle Berry. I think she's awful, awful, awful. The capital cunting A.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But back to Human Centipede 2. It's filmed black and white. It's dark. It's very gritty. Set in England. It's grotesque looking. The main guy is a fat, weird looking creature. And that's what.
Not unlike anyone I know.
That's how he looks. Yeah, you. You look in the That's how he looks, though. He just is grotesque to look at. It's like, oh my god, this guy. And it's so. It's got so much sexual sort of infringement with it. Like the whole film is literally about. It's a sexual fantasy.
These people are sewn together. I take it they're naked. So not only have you got your face they are naked. Onto
you don't, else. Yeah, you don't see. As you're saying that, there's not a lot of nudity in it.
Right.
So, well, fair enough. Well done. He didn't go as far to nudity, but he did go to the point of.
But he's still sewing people. Sewing people. Faces
and
to us.
With the first one, he was a proper doctor. He made it as it was medically accurate. When you knew it wasn't, you couldn't do this. And in the film, they played on that film. The first one.
How do these people eat? Are they eating the shit of the person?
The whole idea in the Human Centipede is that. It's one digestive system. He right. connects everybody's digestive system.
Right.
Which is impossible. And everyone knows it's impossible.
I could try it on my cats.
He tried it with his dogs. That's why he started it. He had three dogs.
I'd rather do it to cats, to be honest. I like dogs.
But that's so the whole film. Like, first one, when you look back at the first film, you're like, oh, well, you know it's all made up. This one, it's like an avid fan, an over-the-top crazy fucking mentalist has said, oh, I want to copy that. He doesn't speak in the whole film, this guy. He just makes grunting noises.
Probably the actor couldn't do an English accent.
No, he was English. He just was far scarier because he was supposed to play like a retard sort of thing.
Right.
And he was raped by his dad. And his mum blamed him for telling the police that his dad raped him. So his dad was in a... So his mum was trying to kill him.
Right.
She wanted to kill him and herself. So he was already living at home with her.
Yeah.
The next door neighbour was an horrible skinhead who was coming around and beats him up. So he shut up. His doctor or therapist was a paedophile and also wanted to fuck the retard because he's just weird. So,
only one. Sorry, which one of them's weird? Is it? Are you saying the doctors wants to fuck the retard?
All of
because
them.
The doctor's weird.
Yeah, everyone's
because
weird.
The retard's weird.
Like both.
But I think we can put the retard bloke down as weird. Yes.
Yeah,
that does seem reasonable. He shows faces
all
to us.
This likable characters. Yeah, and it's a whole world.
I don't,
so horrible.
I just think if they don't have it on the cover of the film, they should say another tongue-in-cheek classic or something like that.
Adam Barker.
Oh, beautiful.
Podcast takeover. Podcast. But yeah, and the whole film is just so dark to watch. I was watching it, and I actually thought to myself, why am I still watching this? Because he's wanking in the sandpaper. Exactly.
Oh, as in wrapped around his own
you
chest.
You don't see it, but you know he's doing it. That's what I mean. I can explain things to you than what happened. And in your
do
head,
you know what grade he uses?
No, I don't know. You can create an image in your head of what's going on. Exactly.
Jesus.
But you don't actually see it.
Oh.
And in,
I don't have a problem sewing people's faces to other people's arses. You know, that's just one of those things. But wanking this sandpaper.
Get sound.
That's just not cricket.
But we spoke of it, and so. Anyway, the film is fucked up. It's messed up. It's got. I'm not going to explain more scenes because people might want to go and watch it. If you do, go and watch it.
It's, how's it finish? Just give away the ending. Job's good.
He staples everyone together.
That's the ending, is it?
And then they try and get away, and then he kills most of them. And a pregnant lady gives birth to a baby, and it actually dies when she's trying to run away because she treads on it. It's fucking mental.
That just sounds lovely.
It's a horrible film. I actually, the more I talk about it, the more I kind of feel like I don't want anyone to watch it. Because I've seen films like this, and I'm like, no, I'm not recommending it, because it's. I can see where he's going. He's trying to make you feel like, see, you're saying people like this have messed up, and that's what they're doing to my first film.
Yeah.
But I don't need to see it. And after watching it, I'm like, I don't think I needed to watch that.
But I hope we get to put on a Mother's Day list. That's my ultimate question.
Yeah, buy it for your grandma, buy it for your granddad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd love it for Christmas.
Yeah, sit down there with a box of Kleenex and a box of sandpaper.
Yeah, you can watch it on Christmas Day. Great, great family viewing that.
Yeah.
Oh, Nan, what's this bit?
You've got little Jimmy on your lap. It's kind of like the Great Escape, man.
They're all trying to escape from something.
Yeah.
All fucking digging through holes and shit.
Awesome.
Alright, okay, so yeah, that's what I see. Well, there are movies.
This isn't even the movie podcast.
This is.
Is it?
This is the movie show.
Oh, fuck. Alright, that's alright then.
Are you there, Will?
Hello. I'm just a bit tired.
Will's 3 hours behind and everybody else is. So, yeah. Okay, so, what is at the cinema right now? What can you go and see at the cinema?
Oh, all sorts of things. You can go and see people noisily opening sweet wrappers. You can go and see people paying about a tenner for a hot dog.
It's inexpensive, isn't
it? Oh, it's painful.
It's always expensive.
Horrific. That's why I always smuggle my own stuff in. It's part of going to the cinema, isn't it? And you do get people that actually buy those hot dogs.
Why?
They're not even proper food.
They've been sitting there as well, haven't they, for like 10 hours.
Yeah, well, I think they've probably been warmed up from the previous day or maybe the previous month.
Previous year.
Yeah, I wonder what the sort of shelf life one of those things is. And what animal's cocks are those? What are they actually made of?
What animal cocks are they? I don't know, let us know. Tweet me at Barker Podcast. I want to know.
It's going to be a long, thin one, isn't it? Hmm. But they don't look like anything that's actually man-made. I think they're just some sort of animal cock.
Hmm. Animal cock. Hmm. Okay, so, yeah. I'm here to tell you what is at the cinema. So if you think, oh, what should I do today? What should I do tonight? What should I do tomorrow? Go cinema. Well, I don't know what somebody's like. I'm going to tell you what's at the cinema, then you can choose and you can go. And let me know what you thought.
Sounds fantastic.
See, I'm here to help.
You're a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy, you know what I mean? That's what I'm here for. Here on the Oddcast Takeover, RudeRadio.net, I'm here to help you.
Oh, bless you, darling. Exactly.
Alright, so first film we're going to start off with is Hugo.
Dun, 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 dun. What's your name, boy?
Hugo. Hugo Cabré.
A memory from his past.
Who built him?
I would think a magician. The most complicated one I've ever seen.
Can we fix him?
Of course we can fix him.
A mysterious connection.
Hey, where did you get this?
I need it to fix something.
This is marvelous.
A secret.
What is that?
I think it's a message from my father.
Why would my key fit into your father's machine?
To finding his way home.
This is a treacherous place, do you understand? Watch your step.
So we could get into trouble.
That's how you know it's an adventure.
You've tried to forget the past for so long. Maybe it's time to try and remember.
The story's not over yet.
This Thanksgiving, Academy Award-winning director Martin Scorsese invites you on an incredible journey.
Stop that child! Apprehend!
Once upon a time, I met a boy named Hugo Cabré. He searched to find a secret message.
I need to know what this means.
And how that message lit his way.
Hugo!
All the way home.
Hugo.
Okay, so, Hugo there, Martin Scorsese film.
Yeah, I know, it's quite unusual for one of his, I thought.
Okay, well, so Hugo is, I'm going to read the synopsis out to you. Okay. Set in 1930s Paris, an orphan who lives in the walls of a train station is wrapped up in a mystery involving his late father and an automaton. automaton? What's an automaton?
It's a robot.
Okay.
See, I have my uses.
You do, but I would just say automaton.
Yeah, it's an automaton.
How did you know that?
I just know shit.
Never heard that word in my life.
You watch films, I read books.
Yeah, well maybe if I'd seen this film then I'd know what it is.
Yeah, let's do a book cast.
A book cast?
Yeah.
We could do Oddcast book cast.
Yeah, the trouble is I only read stuff that involves people being disemboweled with swords or burnt with magic.
No, you're mystical, man.
Oh,
well, you'd like this then. This is quite a mystical film.
It seems
a bit Golden Compass-esque.
What makes you think golden... How much disemboweling with swords is there in the Golden Compass? On a scale of 1 to 10.
3. Okay, yeah, so Hugo is starring Chloe... I don't know how to say her second name, right? Chloe Grace Moretz. Mortez?
How's it spelled?
More, T-Z. Mortez?
I'd say Mortez, yeah.
Mortez, yeah, okay. She's hit girl from...
Mortez.
She's hit girl from Kick-Ass.
Oh, right, cool.
Yeah, so you've seen her. And
good pedigree already then? I thought she was familiar.
Yeah, she's good, she's good. She's in Let the Right One In, which is a remake of... Let Me In, which is a remake of Let the Right One In.
Right.
Okay, have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
That's a vampire, Swedish vampire film. That's good.
Ah, yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah, and also starring Christopher Lee and Damian Lewis.
Cool.
Actually, I don't think I talked Damian Lewis, I just made that up.
And we did see...
Ben Kingsley.
And don't forget, you've got Sacha Baron Cohen himself.
Yeah, playing station inspector.
He's got the moustache thing going on, and he looks to all the world like Officer Crabtree out of a Lower Low. Those people that remember these things.
It does look a bit like him, but he's got a moustache and a hat.
So he's identical, it's brilliant.
Yeah, because he's set in France, so maybe that's what he's done.
I think he's deliberate.
Yeah.
He just looks so much like Crabtree.
Well, I was going to say, he probably had no idea what he was coming up with. He said, yeah, just,
oh no, I reckon...
Hey, just go with it, Sasha,
I reckon Scorsese's massive a Lower Low fan.
You reckon?
No.
So that's about Cohen probably is, and he's like, I'm going to show this and... Scorsese says, just go with that, it doesn't really matter, just go with it, go.
Is that how he talks to?
Scorsese says, kind of. Hmm. Yeah. Also starring Emily Mortimer, Ray Winston, and Jude Law. So,
bit of an all-star cast.
All-star cast, all British as well, which is pretty nice. Everyone in that is British, apart from Chloe Moretz, and a couple of other people. There you go.
And some people who aren't.
And some people. There's a lot of British people in it. I think it was set in Paris.
Set in Paris.
So it's
Did you say it was 1930?
1930 is Paris.
Yeah, I mean, did America exist back that far away? Have they got that much history? Or, you know, was it forced to be filmed in England?
I don't know. Okay, yeah, I think it's set in a book. Set from a book, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I could be making up. I don't know a lot about it. So I'm just telling you what's how.
It looks good.
It looks quite fun. Not the sort of thing I'm going to see in cinema.
No, but it's the sort of thing you can take a wife to. Oh, wow. You see, that's a real deal maker for me.
Yeah?
No.
To be honest,
I hate 3D. Because what 3D is doing to us, when you've got a cinema multiplex where they used to have a lot of films showing, now they have half as the number of films showing because they've got it showing in 2D and in 3D.
Yeah. Takes up more.
And you've just got less. You've got less available.
In November,
less available choice.
At 6 films showing in a screen that has like 20 screens.
So I went. I went to see Avatar in 3D, and I ended up walking out less than halfway through. Partly because of the quality of the film.
Yeah,
it was crap.
I hate Avatar.
Rubbish film. But partly, and I don't normally walk out from the cinema. But also, I had a headache from the 3D. Because it forces stuff out of focus.
Yeah.
And I'm so bloody minded. If something goes out of focus, I'm bloody going to stare at it until it goes back into fucking focus.
It's 3D not for you.
No, it is not.
When you were a kid and you had the little 3D glasses.
Oh, they were comics. Oh, they were so cool, mate.
Yeah.
But it didn't throw stuff out of focus. I never watched a film in 3D. Actually, no. Tell a lie. We went to the Muppet Show. With 3D Muppet vision of Disneyland, Florida.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I ever saw in 3D.
That was pretty good.
Well enjoyed that.
That's fun. Okay, yeah, so Hugo, is it like a 3D Muppet show? Well, who knows? If it is, then...
With automatons. With ottomans.
Or automatons. So yeah, go and see Hugo.
Right after my father died, I'd come up here a lot. I'd imagine the whole world was one big machine. Machines never come with any extra parts, you know. They always come with the exact amount they need. So I figured if the entire world was one big machine, I couldn't be an extra part. I had to be here for some reason. And that means you have to be here for some reason too.
Okay, yeah, so the next film up is another 3D extravaganza.
Woo-ha.
This is actually a sequel to a much-loved children's film.
And I do strongly suspect that if you've seen the first one, you can't have seen the second one, but you know what to expect.
Exactly.
We're talking cute penguins, we're talking dancing, we're talking cheesy music, but it'll probably be a bit of a laugh.
That's right. Human Centipede 2.
That's just one big conga line.
Next up is Happy Feet 2.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We count to three. Push me on two.
What?
Baby penguins, cute
but ruthless.
Wow.
Take your little fur ball and fluff off.
You be apologizing, or I'm gonna try you a new nostril. You're calling to come back.
Yeah.
I've been here for years, rocking my pills, putting suckers in fear. I'm gonna take this itty bitty world by storm, and I'm just in warm.
We're bringing Fluffy back. Yeah. Little penguins don't know how to act. Yeah.
Take them to the chorus.
But there are plenty of reasons to dance.
What's mine, Pa?
The only way to find out is to try it.
Come on, son. Let's shake this world.
Eric, it wasn't that bad.
A penguin who can fly.
Eric, please.
Mama, the boy seeks a higher truth.
A Goomamon?
What's a best friend for if you cannot bring a daddy and his boy together?
What can he do? He's just an ordinary penguin.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Uh-oh. That's not healthy.
Two happy feet.
Happy feet, too.
Mamacita!
Come on, you're beautiful.
Only on the outside.
Okay, so, the sequel to the much-loved Penguin movie.
You know, the difficulty, as we said before, the whole playing movie trailers over the internet bit. What you got there for the listeners was a few strange noises, some music. All I can say, thousands of dancing penguins.
Yeah, you can't see the dancing penguins, but why don't you go to the cinema and see it?
Yeah. I mean, it's once again, it's the standard big budget animated film. They have to have an absolute plethora of massive Hollywood names because... Oh.
Let's go through the names.
Oh, it's obscene, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you the story first, right? Mumble's son, Eric, is struggling to realise his talents in the Emperor Penguin world. Meanwhile, Mumble and his family and friends discover a new threat to their home. One that will take everyone working together to save them.
Their cocks are being sold to cinemas for the hot dogs.
Penguin cocks.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's have a look at some people who are doing the voices. You've got Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, he's a great voice.
A lot of these people are people that have come back. Yeah. You've got Elijah Wood. You've got Pink.
She's a singer. I don't understand that. There's always a female singer doing the voice.
Well, I suppose it's things about singing as well. You need somebody who can sing. Possibly. No Nicole Kidman this time.
No
Hugh Jackman by the looks of it. But you got... Oh, here we go. This is the big draw. Brad Pitt and Matt Damon are doing voices.
Yeah, they play the little krill shrieky thing.
Will and Bill, the krills. Oh, Will and Bill.
Man.
Amazing.
Wow, it's like they know about us.
Yeah. And, so, did you like the first one? Have you seen the first one?
Yeah, I saw the first one a couple of years back. It was suspension of disbelief. It's stuff you can just lie down on the sofa and watch.
And masturbate
it was too. Perfectly watchable. Yeah, to be honest, It's worth cracking one off over penguins, I find.
It was really weird when it was filmed, because it's not a cartoon.
I think it was filmed. It's
when it was made, right?
Yeah.
It was very CGI, but it kind of wasn't cartoony enough when the first one came. People didn't know how to take it. It was about dancing, singing penguins. What the fuck? It was really confused me when it first came out.
Are you telling me that our beloved Merkins all thought it was a fucking documentary?
Probably.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my god, honey! Look at what these penguins are doing!
Why do you keep talking about Americans?
I don't know, I'm just...
You like slagging off America, didn't you? You're going to get some complaints one these days.
Oh, wow.
You and you slagging off these Americans. Could be Americans listening right now! Apologise, Will.
I do apologise if I've used any words with more than two syllables.
I'll speak slower.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, you're nasty, you are. You're such a bitter old man.
Damn right.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, Happy Feet 2, it's going to do well.
It'll be kids again. It's a Christmas film. It's out for Christmas.
It's got loads of snow in it.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with Christmas. It's got fuck all to do with Christmas, but there's snow and there's penguins and that's good enough.
If you want to go and see a Christmas film, it's not going to see Arthur Christmas. At least it's got Christmas in the title. And it's about Christmas.
Thing is, I misheard it. I thought it was called After Christmas.
After
when I heard Christmas. About it. But DFS have got adverts on at the moment, in line with a bloody Christmas film.
Yeah, I've seen.
Oh, pathetic.
So, Happy Feet 2, if you want to go and see a film with dancing and singing penguins, then you're going to be masturbating like
that. You can wank tomorrow. Over, damn right, yeah.
It's amazing. So, yeah.
You'll be in a sandpaper wanking frenzy.
Yeah, I wish I had told him. That was a good cat. He said all fucking day.
I'll nip out and try that.
Yeah. Okay, so Happy
Feet. Got some in the shed.
Happy Feet 2.
Lift your head up, because you're a star. Be strong, boy. Know who you are. Papa said knock him out.
Yeah, I'm going to knock him out.
Papa said knock him out. Come on.
You're calling to come back.
Yeah.
I've been here for years. Rocking my beer, putting suckers in fear. I'm gonna take this itty bitty world by storm. And I'm just in war.
We're bringing Fluffy back. Yeah. And the penguins don't know how to act. Yeah.
Take them to the chorus.
Okay, next film up. It's not 3D.
Oh, no.
It's not a cartoon.
Oh, no.
The next film stars three very well-known Hollywood comedian actors, big names. They could star in a movie
very big names,
by themselves.
Yeah, each of
them. So to have three of them in this film, it's pretty well done.
Is incredibly expensive.
And they could have spent all that money on them and no script.
Damn right.
Who knows? The film I'm talking about is The Big Year.
Hi, I'm Steve Martin, and I love working with my two co-stars in our new movie, The Big Year. The incredibly talented Mr. Jack Black.
Sup?
And, of course, the very funny Mr. Luke Wilson.
Owen.
Sorry, Luke Owen, everybody. Big fan, love it.
There's going to be major fallout in a few hours.
Nuclear fallout?
Bird fallout.
Have you ever wondered what killed your marriage to Steph in 03?
First of all, I was married to Bridget in 03.
January 1st, I'm out of here.
You realize the phase after retirement looks a little bit like this?
You quit school, you quit work.
Steph?
Great talking to you.
I just want to do something big, you know?
We need a little adventure.
I'm doing a big year.
A year to do all the things we never could.
Now.
You'd think they'd be exhausted by now.
Race to the bottom.
They're turning their quest.
They're men, dear. If they ever stop competing, they die.
Into the ultimate competition.
Yeah!
This is my year. I'm going to hit my mark.
Can't miss the flight. There's not another one for a week.
It sucks for him.
Yeah. Cooking?
Yeah.
From the director of The Devil Wears Prada and Marley and Me.
One of us has to beat this SOB.
When it comes to comedy...
Did you just do a victory dance?
No. Maybe. Yes, I did.
Go big or go home.
You bought me drinks and got what you wanted.
Really?
You don't want to know.
Steve Martin, Jack Black, Owen Wilson.
Most people wake up one day and realize they didn't do everything they wanted to do.
Am I nuts, Edith?
Are you asking me as a therapist or as a wife?
Which one is cheaper?
This is incredible, isn't it?
Unless there's a freak blizzard.
I shouldn't have said there's going to be a freak lizard. I jinxed it.
The Big Year.
Hey, yeah!
tell us about the big year then, Adam.
The big year is a very, very simple little synopsis here. Three avid bird watchers compete to spot the rarest birds in North America at a prestigious annual event.
You know, in the trailer, I don't think they once mentioned it about bird watching.
I was about to say that. There's no trailer does not give that away.
No.
So whether that synopsis is wrong, or the trailer is trying to sell you something completely different.
It doesn't suggest that. The trailer suggests that it's a story about three blokes going out for a year to do things before they die or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I got from the trailer.
But it's bird watching.
Yeah, apparently. Let's see. Look, there's no more plots on it. I mean, that's what it says.
Yeah.
I mean, I can be pretty wrong. I don't want to turn around and sit. I can't be bothered to keep looking it up.
Yeah.
So I'll probably end up getting this shit fucking...
But I still get awful. Off. You know, Twitching is perfectly respectable. You know. But if you want to watch birds, you can go to the cinema and see fucking thousands of them singing and tap dancing. and then have a sandpaper wank.
Exactly, there you go, sandpaper wank. So yeah, this film, you have Jack Black.
Yee.
Steve Martin. And Owen Wilson. Who are very... I think they're all funny. I like Jack Black. I know you're not a fan of Jack Black.
Jack Black's
good at playing Jack Black.
He can only play Jack Black.
Yeah, but surely that... It's not Ricky Gervais can only play Ricky Gervais.
Yes, and I can't stand Ricky Gervais either.
Okay, fair enough. Owen Wilson, yeah, he's a good actor. Yeah. And he's quite funny. And Steve Martin, I've always liked Steve Martin.
He's not too bad. Actually, the play he wrote, Picasso at the La Panagile, was a bit of genius, but they never filmed that. That was absolutely excellent. Yeah, he's a very talented bloke and a superb banjo player as well.
Well, there you go.
I would actually say he's a better banjo player than, for example, than Billy Connolly, who's probably your next most famous comedy banjo player.
Did not even know Billy Connolly played the banjo.
Well, he was in a humble bum for Jerry Rafferty, who died recently.
No.
Jerry Rafferty went on to join Steeler's Wheel, amongst others.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, there's a big musical connection through there.
Exciting times.
Damn right. Possibly more exciting than this film looks to me.
It looks a bit, doesn't it?
Formulaic.
Yeah, it looks like...
Run of the mill.
Things I'd probably like.
Yeah, you probably will.
I'll probably watch it again, it's amazing. But it's written by the same person who wrote... Or did it direct? One or two. Devil Wears Prada.
Wow.
Marley and Me.
Because that was
those are not hilarious films. They're sometimes funny. They're subtly funny. But they're more drama. So...
Oh, chick flicks, quite funny.
It's one of these films that... It's not going to do well. Guess how much it costs to make?
Oh, well, just the salary of those three actors must be phenomenal.
$41 million. Right? And it opened up at the weekend... In America at $3 million, which is piss poor.
That's not good at all.
And it's only grossed $8 million.
I think that's three big, serious names they've got in.
They need to make money up.
That should have been gold.
They need to make money up on DVD, which they probably will. It's one of the films out
there. It'll turn a profit, but it ain't going to be a massive success.
No. Alright, also, if you want to go and see a film about bird watching, which doesn't involve dancing penguins, you want to go and see three great comic actors, not be that funny, probably.
Probably doing a sub-average script.
Yep, go and see The Big Year.
Woohoo!
How do you become the greatest birder in the world? You have to win the big year. What's a big year? Here, I'll let this English guy tell you.
Well into the 19th century, Americans celebrated Christmas Day with contests to kill the most birds in a single day. In 1900, Audubon Society ornithologist Frank Chapman suggested Americans should count them instead, leading eventually to the creation of the Big Year, a competition to see the greatest number of birds in North America in a calendar year.
Whoa!
In 2003, New Jersey roofing contractor Kenny Bostick's big year resulted in an astonishing 732 species, breaking Sandy Kamita's North American record. Many believe that Bostick's record of 732 would stand forever, especially Mrs. Bostick.
A big year? Kenny, you promised me you were never going to do another big year.
Well, that was before El Nino. Now I'm really worried someone's going to try to beat 732.
Bostick was right. Somebody was going to try to beat 732. Yours truly.
Okay, last but definitely not least.
What we got?
The Thing!
Oh, fantastic.
48 hours ago, we found something quite remarkable.
What'd they find?
There's a structure.
In Antarctica.
And a specimen.
Really?
Touching down.
This is Kate Lloyd's, Columbia Paleontology.
Let me show you why you flew 10,000 miles.
We estimate it's been here 100,000 years.
I'm going to take a tissue sample.
Do you really think that's a good idea?
Yes, I do. You, my friends, will all be immortalized as the people who made this discovery.
Did you hear that?
But it seems everyone is fine.
Either someone miraculously healed themselves, or someone is not who they say they are.
What was it doing to him?
It's imitating his cells. I think this thing copies its prey and then hides inside it.
What are you saying?
Not all of us are human. Could be any of us. We can't let this thing leave.
If it makes it out of here, millions of people could die.
The thing.
Oh,
it's a big cold frozen thingy.
It's a big thing and it's cold. Right, okay. Here is the synopsis for this one. At an Antarctica research,
you got to do the voice for this one.
What are like
the bloke who does every trailer? Yeah. At an Antarctic research.
I sound like Batman.
No, you don't. You don't. You sound like one of the Muppets.
Yeah, I did
that. You sound like Fozzie.
Shut up. The discovery of an alien craft. I'm going to do it as Fozzie, yeah? Pause a bit. An Antarctic research site. The discovery of an alien craft leads to the confrontation between graduate students Lloyd and scientists.
Beautiful.
Okay, yeah, so it literally is they discover an alien craft in this facility and on Antarctica, where it's very cold. Why it's very cold?
Basically, Alien versus Predator. I think it was the first one.
Yes.
Where they found the pyramid under the Antarctic ice.
Not bad.
But the thing was around before AVP, wasn't it?
Yeah, the original thing was out in 1982, I want to say. Could be wrong, with Kurt Russell, John Carpenter, and that thing was a remake of a thing from Outer Space which was made in the 1950s.
So I would say AVP's kind of got pipped to the post a bit here, didn't it? Now, I will admit, I have seen bits of the thing late night whilst hiding behind the sofa when I was little.
Yep.
But I don't recall the film particularly. Well, I just remember it had me pissing my little pants.
It's pretty good, it's pretty freaky, and it's literally, it's like Alien, but set in snow.
Wow. So you've still got the concept of the missing human colony side of things and Ripley going through with the guns and stuff?
No, it's in the original you've got Kurt Russell sort of trying to, trying to get away from this thing.
Cause I'm thinking of aliens, aren't I?
You're thinking of aliens,
aren't you? Oh, yeah.
Well, this is... It's not a remake, Will.
Isn't it?
No.
Why was it... Hang on. If it's not a remake, what is it?
It's actually... And I don't know if I'm spoiling this as a spoiler, but I've heard it from more sources where they haven't said spoiler. It's actually a prequel.
Ah. So it's like the thing before the thing.
Yeah.
What was?
Yeah.
That would be a brilliant name for a film.
Apparently it's in The Thing Before The Thing. That should be named this. The Thing Before The Thing.
They should call it The Thingamajig.
The Thingamajig before that other thing.
Yeah, before the YouTuber flip and the What's It.
And the What's It.
Yeah.
You got to have a What's It.
God bless the metasyntactic variables, eh, Adam?
Yeah. Well, this is, yeah, it's a prequel. So technically, at the end of this movie, it's supposed to be the beginning of the first movie.
So don't go and watch The Thing as in the other
they
thing.
They don't want
thing.
You to. They want you to watch this and go, oh, let's go back and watch the other one. That's what they want you to do.
Yeah, but if you already watched The Thing, is this still going to be worth going and seeing then?
I think it looks quite good. I think it looks like it. It's got Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who's actually a good actress.
Yeah.
From Grindhouse and Final Destination 3.
Oh, some beautiful
some
films.
Some other great films. She's actually a really good little actress. She's really pretty as well. So you can't knock her for that. And a lot of people whose names I don't really know, so no doubt they will all die.
Fingers crossed.
Very
there's always... Well, it's going to be one of those films where you get the two survivors at the end, everyone else wiped out. You've got the woman and maybe the love interest, but the love interest may give his life for the woman to carry on. But yeah, I reckon it'll be good. I reckon that is going to be worth a good bit of a giggle.
So out of four, you're going to pick the thing you would go and see the most.
I would actually flip a coin between that and Hugo. I think Hugo looks like it could be quite a good film.
Yeah. Scorsese being good.
Damn right.
Okay.
I think I'll just go and see both.
At the same time?
Yep.
Just go and get it out.
And then pop in and have a wank over the 3D penguin.
Yeah, through sandpaper.
Damn
okay,
right.
So that was The Thing.
This thing can, and probably has, replicated a person.
Okay. This is not the time to be yelling fire. Let's stop. Gather our thoughts. And discuss this in private.
We don't need any private meetings, Doctor.
We all want information.
There's more.
What are those?
I think they're fillings from someone's teeth. I found them by a puddle of blood in the shower.
Puddle of blood.
It can clone cells, but not inorganic material. It couldn't copy these, so it spit them out.
We wasted too much time already. Lush!
Listen! When I went back to check it, someone had cleaned up the blood. Someone had wiped it away. All right, so whatever it is still here.
Okay, right, so before we move on to some more music and adverts and promos here on RudeRadio.net, it's the Oddcast Takeover. That's it. I'm here, taking over for 6 hours, once a week. Hey, I wanted to play a little game with you, Will.
Oh, fantastic. I do like games.
I want to play a game.
Can I get the sandpaper?
You get the sandpaper, all right? Yeah, I've called it. I've come up with so many names. Your name's Will.
Yes. Right.
And I was coming up with all these different trying to be funny, like where there's a will, there's a way, or Wheel of Fortune, or I don't know, will he know or will he not? I don't know. So I just come up with willpower.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't make any sense. I just thought it'd be funny, but it's not actually that funny. So
I have none, which is why I smoke.
There you go. What was it? Because we're just talking about sequels and prequels.
Yep.
It's a quick game. It's probably a bit pointless, but I want to play it anyway.
So most of the shit we're talking about today.
Exactly. And I want to talk to you about, if I name the title of a movie, you've got to tell me whether it's a sequel or a prequel.
Or neither?
No, they will be a prequel. They will be there.
Right, gotcha.
Or will they?
Oh.
Okay, so this is going to be a quick one. The Thing.
The Thing? Which one?
2011.
2011 prequel.
The Thing, 1982.
Can it be a sequel when it's not?
Yeah.
Does it become a sequel?
I think it
if
does.
If the prequel hasn't been made.
I'd say it has. I'd say now. If you create something now, you've now just created it. It's now become a sequel.
So, if you take Star Wars... Are you telling me Star Wars Episode 4 was a sequel the moment Jar Jar Binks came along?
Yeah, you would say that now. It has to be now.
Oh, that's kind of rude,
isn't it? Because it's Episode 4.
Yeah.
It's moving along.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, yeah, it goes down to Empire Strikes Back.
Sorry, did you say Emperor Strikes Back?
Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
I think I did say Emperor, didn't I?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never heard of that film.
Empire Strikes Back. Which film is that?
Empire Strikes Back. Clearly a sequel.
Yep. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom? Sequel to Young Indy.
Young Indy? There is no... That's not part of the trilogy.
There was a TV series.
Nah, not TV.
Young Indiana
it's
Jones.
Films, isn't it? It's films.
Temple of Doom. Does it count as a prequel? It's just first in the trilogy, or first in the quadrilogy, as it now is.
No, it's the second film. Raiders of Lost Ark was
the first one. Oh, do apologise, you're right. Yeah, forgot about that one.
Yeah, so what is it?
Yeah, oh, that is definitely a sequel then.
No, you're wrong, it's a prequel.
Oh, you cunty fucker.
Yeah, I knew that would mess you up. Temple of Doom is actually set before the Raiders of the Lost Ark, hence why the bird from the first film is not in that one at all.
Right.
Actually returns for the fourth one.
The fourth one was just so bad.
It's, okay, it's not good.
It was... Indy with the Zimmer just doesn't work.
Yeah. Clerks 2.
Are you fucking with me here?
No.
Yeah, that's sequel.
Yeah. See, I knew. When I wrote this down, I thought, I bet he's going to think I'm trying to be really clever. Dumb and Dumberer.
Dumb and Dumberer, that is a prequel, isn't it?
Yeah, when Harry met Lloyd.
Yeah.
The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. That's why I said Emperor Strikes Back.
Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, is that the one with Jet Li in it?
That's the third one, yeah.
Yeah. It's got Mummy Returns. I'm going to go... prequel.
No, it's a sequel.
It is a sequel.
Even though Rachel Weisz doesn't come back, someone else plays the same character and she looks completely different, it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
It's annoying. Replacing an actress, and it's like, why? Why can't you just kill her off?
If it didn't work in Game On, you know.
Oh, yeah, I fucking love Game On.
Yeah.
X-Men First Class.
First Class, prequel.
Yes. Technically.
I'm not saying that yet. I've just got to say that.
We're going to chat about that a bit later on.
Awesome.
Okay. Saw 4.
Oh, I wouldn't know. Christ, I watched the first Saw, watched the second one, and then realised it's just the same old shit. 4. Ah, Christ, it could be medieval for all I fucking know. Let's go prequel.
Well, this is the weird one, right? Oh. Because Saw 4 is actually set at the exact same time as Saw 3. They're supposed to be happening, like, you know...
But there's a Saw 5, which makes Saw 4 technically a prequel anyway, because of the conversation we just had.
Well, yeah, so I'd play a prequel and a sequel.
Oh.
Because it's weird.
Is it just a quall?
It's a quall.
Yeah, a quall.
Final Destination 5.
Prequel.
It is actually a prequel.
Guess it.
Yeah, it is actually a prequel. It doesn't really need to be, but it was. Yeah. Just for the payoff at the end, which was the start of the first film, when they're on the plane and it blows up.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of them.
Last one, Star Trek, the newest one that was made, 2010.
Oh, that was the one with the little baby James T. Kirk, wasn't it? And that started off the first half of the film was like a really bad teen movie. When they're all at school and then turned into something faintly respectable.
Yep.
Grade A, positive, premium, classic, prequel.
Technically, it's neither. It's a completely new reimagining of Star Trek. Even though it has
before James T. Kirk's outing.
What happens is the whole film bases around the fact that it should be a prequel, because it should be a young James T. Kirk, shouldn't it? It should be how they got together. But what they do towards the end, when you see Leonard Nimoy and Zachary Quinto both playing Spock, you realise that what's happened is the minute, after the first 10 minutes, when Captain Kirk's dad dies, now becomes two different universes. So the Star Trek 1 to how many there is with William Shatner still exist in this timeline, but this is technically, it's like a mirrored, so it's like an alternate timeline, like in Back to the Future.
The hand movements definitely helped explain that.
Yeah, my hand went one way and the other.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was amazing. Okay.
So that was a fun little game. I just thought that. Thought, why not? Let's do it. But yeah, so there, that's the films that are out at the cinema this week. You can go and see them. Will said you're going to go and see Hugo and maybe go and have a wank to Happy Feet 2.
Absolutely.
And then finish off in...
No, I'll finish off in Happy Feet 2.
Oh, okay. You'd be very happy. Saturday. Hope you're having a lovely Saturday. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We are about to move into a little segment I like to call Go Back and Watch It. Simple as that. Should I do it like a voice or something like
that? I think you need a voice for that.
What sort of voice should I have?
Fuzzy Bear.
You like my Fuzzy Bear?
I like your Fuzzy Bear.
See, I didn't even know if it sounded like Fozzie Bear, did it?
No, it didn't, but it
was... No, it didn't.
It was the closest you could come up with.
Go back and watch it! I don't know, I go a little like the geezer from Police
what
Academy.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I do, I go a little bit like the police from Police
Academy. Arnold had different strokes, isn't Arnold?
Or Bobcat Goldthwait. What are you talking about, Police Academy?
Oh!
Yeah?
Or you could just say it in your voice.
Could I do a Batman voice? Christian Bale Batman. Go back and watch it!
Go back and watch it!
Go back and watch it on the way to Huggy.
Should we move on?
We should. I freaking just completely get me the whole segment was with. No, right. Go back and watch it. I've picked a film. A nice film which you may have forgotten about, you may not have forgotten about. It's one of the films that's probably sitting on your DVD shelf right now, and you just looked at it and you've gone, oh yeah, we're going to go and watch it. I'm going to go watch it again. I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to watch it over and over again. I'm going to read it, watch it, hold it, watch it. That's exactly what I'm going to make you do now. Okay? I'm not going to tell you what the film is. I'm going to play out X trailer, and then afterwards, we're going to get all juiced up and excited about it.
Oh, see what you've done there?
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, here is this week's. You back and watch it!
From the director of Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Adam and Barbara are ghosts.
What's the good of being a ghost if you can't frighten people away?
Their house is being haunted by the living.
Maybe the house could use a little remodeling.
And they can't scare them into leaving.
But Dad, it's a little late to be neurotic.
So they're calling on Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Who's no ordinary ghost.
You don't want his help.
Can you be scary?
What do you think of this?
Now, the party's over.
You put somebody out of the house, I want to get somebody out of your house.
But the fun has just begun.
It's showtime.
Learn to throw your voice, blow your friend, butter party.
Not bad.
This is amazing.
Want a cigarette?
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah, here I come, baby.
He's guaranteed to put some life...
Attention, Game Workshoppers.
...in your afterlife. Michael Keaton is Beetlejuice.
I'm the ghost with most, babe.
So, Will, what is today's Go Back and Watch It?
For those that haven't guessed... It's Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
But you said it three times now, what the fuck?
I just want to see if it happens. Tell me you haven't tried that.
Oh, I tried it. When I watched it as a kid, I tried it all the fucking time.
Yeah. Miserable.
But then, it's Candyman you do in the mirror. We used to do that a lot as well.
Candyman from Mungo. No, that's Candy Graham. So, Blazing Saddles. What, you're looking at me with a blank expression on a film.
I found one
that I know more than you. It was Spaceballs.
I love Spaceballs. Do like Spaceballs. But yes, we are talking about the brilliant film that is Beetlejuice. My favourite film of all time.
Michael Keaton.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, bearing in mind, he also played the original Moody Batman.
Yeah.
Not the original Batman.
Not Adam West Batman.
No. But the
can
first,
you do an Adam
the
West
first
impression?
Dark and moody.
Can you do an Adam West impression?
I don't think so. I don't think there was a specific. It's just it was always Robin, wasn't it? Got you know, got the holy sucks, Batman, and all that stuff. But the
Adam West. Adam West has a kind of William Shatner-esque voice. He's like, so Robin, so what we are talking about?
We must make a dramatic
to the Batmobile. Where's William Shatner coming and go, come! Neither of those are actually in Beetlejuice.
This is true.
Yeah. Tim Burton's Beetlejuice. 1989, this that film was made. A long time ago. And it stars Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis as the Maitlands. A nice couple, single couple, they haven't got any children, so it's just two of them, live in a nice house, big creepy looking house, and they die one day. On their way back from the hardware store, thanks to a fucking dog in the middle of the road.
Bastards.
So they die and
fall in. They should make that dog into a canine centipede.
Canine centipede, yeah. So they die, they drown in the river. And then they make their way back to the house, realising, fuck, we're dead. So they get a little book called The Handbook for the Recently Deceased, and they just sit around the house until it gets sold, and the Deeks is moving. Very gothic, suburban, weird, hoity-toity family.
And a little shoplifter, didn't they?
With a young Winona Ryder.
Indeed.
Playing a little goth girl. You had Catherine O'Hara, who was playing the mum. Very artistic, freaky, over-the-top, annoying mum. And Jeffrey Jones, who played the father, who just wanted to relax. I'm just here to relax. I'm just here to relax. And Jeffrey Jones, little thing about it, haven't seen him in many movies recently. Do you know why?
Is he dead?
No, he got done for child porn.
I think he was just downloading it for the stats.
For the statistics.
Yeah,
that's what he does, okay. So, yeah, he got done for that. But I'm not talking about that now. I'm talking about Beetlejuice. We're in the Beetlejuice land now. Yeah. So then what happens is that the Maitlands, they want to get these people out of their house.
Well, for every reason to do so.
You may be dead, but it's my fucking house. Get out of the house.
It's all about personal space, isn't it?
I didn't pay for this shit. So then what happens? How do they do it? They're going to try and scare them. They go to the afterlife, try and get some help from what I think is a brilliant, a caseworker who works on their case of being dead and getting people out of their house. It's like, you have to go for insurance once you're dead.
Right. There's just a lovely, absurd, surreal undertone to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's brilliantly written, really. It's just so like, the whole makes you feel that when you're dead, you're not dead. You're just living in a fucking dead world.
It's just different.
Yeah, and it's like, so they go there, but they can't get any help. Like you want, you don't go to your council now to ask someone to stop these noisy neighbours to shut up. They won't help you. They don't care. So they enlist
Nobody
their help.
Nobody loves you.
They enlist the help of a little freelance bio-exorcist known as Beetlejuice.
Bio-exorcist? I've forgotten that term.
Yeah. See, I know a lot about these films. I love it so much. And yeah, so they call him on three times. You've got to call his name, and he appears. But he ain't there to help. He's there just to cause havoc and have some fun. He's not a generally nasty person. He just doesn't give a shit. He just wants to be free because he's been the tiny little man stuck in a tiny little model.
There's a real parallel there to the Doctor. Do you remember Drop Dead Fred?
Yep.
That was another just wonderful, totally mental main character.
Yep.
And a lovable rogue.
Might have that for go back and watch this on future episodes.
That was a perfectly acceptable film.
Exactly. So, yeah, and that's it. Beetlejuice comes out, tries to kind of ruin their kind of lives, really. He just does what he wants. He's selfish. He's rude. He doesn't care.
But he's Beetlejuice.
He's Beetlejuice. He's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a clip from the brilliant Beetlejuice.
I know you guys, you know, we gotta get closer. Move in with you for a while. Get to be real pals. You know what I'm saying? Save that guy for later.
My wife and I would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, for instance, what are your qualifications?
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think?
You think I'm qualified? What I mean is, can you be scary?
Oh, I know you're asking me. Can I be scary?
Okay, so when did you first watch Beetlejuice? Do you know how old you was when you watched it?
I think I would have been about 9 or 10.
Yeah, because I mean, it's a 15, which is weird. Because I remember watching it when I was about the same sort of age.
I think when it came out, there weren't any 15s. No, sorry, it was 15. 12 certificates didn't exist at that point.
No, but it's still 15 now. If you went to go and buy it in a shop, it'd still be 15. I don't think they'd bother changing it now.
The thing is, it's a little bit too scary to be parental guidance. And that's why they had to introduce the 12 certs in the end. Because
yeah.
It was just to get that additional bit of balance.
But even when they show this movie on TV, it's like, they can show it at 4 or 5 o'clock
in the evening. It's comfortably pre-watershed because at home, well, you rely on the children. Well, you rely on responsible parenting, don't you?
Yeah.
But I remember my grandma, when I was about 5, renting us out films like American Ninja.
American Ninja?
Damn right. Kept us quiet.
Fucking hell. I mean, I used to watch Beetlejuice all the time. I used to, when I was off school, like sick, just put Beetlejuice on. Watch it. I could recite the whole film. I think I wore the tape out.
I did the same thing with Blazing Saddles and Spaceballs.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I bought it twice on DVD since, because I lost one. And I had to go and get it again, because I can't not go.
I was going to say, if you wore the DVD out, I'd be well impressed.
I might have lost it. I'd have fucking gone here. I can't play it again!
Your dog ate it, let's face it.
No, he didn't. I just wore the DVD out.
Yeah.
I love Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton is brilliant in this.
He is. It's one of his great and best performances.
Did you know in the film, Michael Keaton, the film is 90 minutes long, Michael Keaton's only on screen for 18 minutes of that entire film.
Really? That little?
It's only on screen for 18 minutes. It's talked about a lot.
They should have called the film something else because he's barely in it.
They were. The film was never actually going to be called Beetlejuice. When they originally had the script, Beetlejuice wasn't a massive, massive character. He was just one of those. It was the whole idea was to go to the afterlife, meet these weird characters, and he was one that wanted to come out and kind of mess things
one
up.
One of many.
And so when they started writing it, it was originally called The Maitlands, because it didn't make sense. They died, The Maitlands. Yeah. Then they said, write the script, and they thought, oh, this character's quite good. And Tim Burton went with Michael Keaton on board. Michael Keaton looked around and said, yeah, I could do that. But originally, when the character Beetlejuice was written, they wanted Sammy Davis Jr. to play the part of Beetlejuice, the production company did.
That I cannot possibly imagine.
No, and
that.
I don't understand where they got from, but the production company went out. Tim Burton point blank said, no, I want Michael Keaton to be Beetlejuice. And then they turned around and said,
do you reckon he's racist?
Maybe. He's very, very white and pale, isn't he?
Yeah. Tim Burton. Maybe they wanted Sammy Davis Jr. to white up.
Yeah, they might have. That would have been quite funny, wouldn't it?
That would have been bizarre.
But a reverse minstrel show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so the whole point was the production company were like, so what do you can't call it The Maitlands? And then Tim Burton said, well, I don't know, why don't you call it Scared Sheetless? Because there's a scene where they dress up in sheets.
Right, yeah.
Production company loved it. Tim Burton was joking. Probably the only joke Tim Burton's ever said in his entire life. but yeah, so after they were working it more and Michael Keaton was on board and they started honing the character, they said, well, let's call it Beetlejuice. It was as simple as that.
Yeah. They just built the character up.
They built the character a little bit more, but he's still only for 80 minutes. To rest. But then again, it works because it's more exciting when you see him on screen because it's more fun.
It's good, yeah. There's a real sense of anticipation when he first appears.
Yeah, it's fucking brilliant. And yeah, the first meeting him for the first time, I fucking love that. He just comes out and kisses him all. He's over the top, he's overexcited, starts touching her arse and all that stuff, and he kicks over a little model. Nice fucking model! Ha ha. That bit, remember it?
Oh man, I do need to watch that film.
See, this is the brilliance of this segment, is go back and watch it, because now you're thinking, oh, why am I not watching it right now? You need to go and watch it right now.
Some bastard's come round my house and is recording a radio show.
That's true, actually. After the radio show, so but from 6 o'clock, if you're not still tuning in to Chrissy and her show, maybe watch Beetlejuice. Yeah, fucking do it, man.
But only if you're not tuning in to Chrissy.
Huh?
Naturally.
Only, if not. Yeah. But yeah, so Beetlejuice is the go back and watch it. Here is another clip, and this is the clip where the first time Lydia meets Beetlejuice when he's in the little toy thing.
Lovely.
And he's making her say his name 3 times.
Mr. and Mrs. Maitland? Hello? Are you?
Dead, Ditsky.
Of course they're dead. They're ghosts.
No, I mean they're gone. Split out of here. Afterlife kids. Deceased.
Are you a ghost too?
I'm the ghost with the most, babe. You know, you look like somebody I can relate to. Maybe you could help me get out of here, you know, because I gotta tell you, this death thing, it's just too creepy. See, here's my problem. I got these friends on the outside that I said I'd meet, you know, and that's the kind of thing I have to be there in person, you know, so I was just wondering, could you help me get out of here?
I don't want to get in.
Why? Well, you know, hey, you probably got your reasons, but the thing is, I can't do anything from over here. If you could get me out over there, then maybe we could talk or something. But, you know, in order to do that, you got to say my name 3 times.
What's your name?
Well, I can't tell you.
Why not?
You know why? Because if I tell you, you tell your friends are calling me on the horn all the time. I got to show up at shopping centers for openings and sign autographs and shit like that. And it makes my life a hell, okay? A living hell. But maybe if you have a pen, maybe we can... Oh, I know. You can play charades.
Yeah.
Ah, good. Ah, here we go then. Ready?
2 words.
Right. Ah.
First word, 2 syllables.
You know, just
I don't know what your signal
means. Turn around and look behind you. Hi, how are you?
Beetle.
God, okay.
Breakfast, orange beetle, beetle fruit, beetle breakfast, beetle drink, beetle juice.
Yeah, that's it!
Name's Beetlejuice.
Ah, you said it twice, just say it once more, come on.
It was you, wasn't it?
Me?
The snake.
No, oh, what snake, you kids in your imagination? Just say it!
I want to talk to Barbara.
No, you don't need to talk to Barbara. Just say it.
Okay, so that is it. That is it for... Go back and watch it! I can't do any more impressions.
You could do it in a... Oh, I reckon it needs to be in a Mr. T sort of style. Go back and watch it, fool.
Go back and watch it, fool.
Christopher Walken.
Go back and watch it.
How the fuck was that Christopher Walken? That was Manuel out of Fawlty Towers. I said, Mr. Fawlty, go back and watch it.
Go back. That's Mario from Super Mario Bros.
Oh, God. It's just not working, is it?
Actually, I like Christopher Walken. I always try and do a Christopher Walken impression.
Here you go. Who's this one? Go back and bloody watch it.
Bloody can.
I can.
Hey! Who else can use it? Just tell me all his impressions of
it. Go back and watch it!
Yes, that's all I wanted to read. Fine, blessed. Okay, yeah, so there, that was Beetlejuice. Go back and watch it. Ah, fuck, I really need to watch it. Greatest film.
I'm going to put my arms out. So go back and watch it. Slay! Ray Winston. I. I'm Beowulf.
Go back and watch it. Okay, so we're going to move on, but before we do, I'm going to play a nice lovely song from Beetlejuice.
Oh,
Harry Belafonte's Shake Sonora. Jump in your land, rock your body up time. Okay, I believe you.
Tell you what, do everyone a favour. Don't sing yourself, just play.
Just play the fucking song. Alright, stay tuned here on the Oddcast Takeover on here on RudeRadio.net.
Shake, shake, Sonora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sonora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sonora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sonora, shake your body line. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sonora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sonora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sonora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoop. Shake, 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 Sonora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sonora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sonora, work it all the time. Sonora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. High star skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Off the chimney. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa! Yes, sir. shake, shake, Sonora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sonora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sonora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora. Work it all the time. Sonora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake it all the time.
Beautiful. Okay, right. We're going to talk about now, if you don't want to go to cinema, we're going to rent a film. We'll go and buy a film.
Or download one illegally, but we wouldn't encourage that.
Never download illegally. Always download legally. Says my lawyers. Okay, so if you want to get a film out, I've picked four films that are out right now for you, people at home. Who have a DVD player, who have a Blu-ray player, we would like to stream it on the...
Or we really cocked up and got an HD DVD player.
Yeah, how fucking stupid do you feel right now? What are you using it for? Fucking nothing. Can't do nothing with it. HD DVD player.
Do you like my bookshelf?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look at this weighing scale.
Oh, keeps the door open beautifully.
Yeah. Okay, so what's out right now? First film, X-Men First Class.
The real enemy is out there. I feel their guns moving in the water, targeting us. Go ahead, Charles. Tell me I'm wrong.
Fire!
Eric, you said yourself, we're the better men. This is the time to prove it. There are thousands of men on those ships. They're just following orders.
I've been at the mercy of men just following orders. Never again.
Okay, so this is the new X-Men film. It is technically the fourth one, but it's not. It's more of a prequel, but then it's so much a prequel that it ignores number three. It only a prequel to one and two, so it's a bit mismatched.
Fair enough.
But yeah, so it's the beginning of X-Men. It's how Magneto and Professor X, Xavier.
But it's
all become friends.
But it's going to be after the events of certain bits of Wolverine, X-Men Origins, isn't it?
It's nothing to do with X-Men Origins at all.
No, I was thinking when we say prequel, I've just suddenly thought it's technically a bit sequel-y as well, because it posts some of the events.
Yeah, but they completely ignore X-Men Origins Wolverine, which is directly making a sequel to that called The Wolverine, which is also ignoring the original X-Men Origins Wolverine movie.
Oh,
because good. It didn't do very well, apparently, so they're like...
Really? I thought that was a seriously good film.
Yeah, but apparently it didn't do well, so they're thinking, let's start again. But I think what they want to do, they're making a new Wolverine film, but they want to kind of connect it to this film, The First Class, and then move from there.
God, as long as they don't do what they did with Catwoman, though, you know, take the Batman franchises, yeah. And a very good Catwoman, and then they just did that abortion.
Don't talk to me about Catwoman. Catwoman, kiss my bloody ass.
In a human centipede kind of style.
Everyone loves a human centipede.
Damn right.
Okay, yeah, so X-Men, it's how Magneto and Professor X become good friends, and how they carried on, like, how they got together. And the mutants, is literally what they were, who were technically the first class, the mutants. So you have loads of young actors that you don't really know. And you also... It's more about Magneto and Professor X, isn't it?
The trouble is,
Well, I'm hoping it's still a good.
It's really story. Good. It's really good.
Because they're two of the less interesting powers.
Oh, but they are the characters are so good. It's so well written. Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender.
Who plays Eric, plays Magneto.
Yeah.
He is, in the first half, definitely, is fucking amazing in this film. He's like James Bond.
Is he like tail off at the end? Or?
No, well, at the end it goes more kind of into Magneto. But it's just him on his own trying to find Kevin Bacon's character, who was actually a Nazi war doctor.
Right.
Who experimented on him, made him reach his potential, and killed his mum. So he's out there for revenge. And he should literally go around the world finding ex-Nazi people and killing them in cold blood.
So it's something to do.
It's pretty good. And then
we all need a hobby. Personally, I quite like playing computer games.
And wanking and sandpit.
Yes, over penguins. Animated yeah. dancing penguins.
So then, so the whole point is that then he meets up with Professor X, who then sort of teaches him to, love your ability that you have, but, don't use it for evil and stuff like that. And then it all drifts off into the massive climax where Magneto...
I had one of them when I got some new penguin films.
Will and his penguins. But, yeah. So, yeah, it's a really good... I'd definitely recommend it. I think it's a brilliant film. It's actually a girl I know was actually in it as well. Rebecca Ferdinando.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah, I did a couple of did a podcast interview with her on that.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and she was in it. Not very long though.
No,
she did for like 10 seconds.
Ooh.
She's still in it though.
Still in it, yeah.
Still in it.
More films than I've been in.
Exactly. Well, that are suitable
available for download on the internet. Yeah. Moving on.
It's like your Kim Kardashian moment.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, would you watch X-Men First Class then?
Yeah, very, very cheerfully. I've watched all the X-Men films. I've enjoyed them. As I say, I'm amazed that Origins didn't do well, because I think that was, to me, the best of them.
Well, this one's written by Jane Goldman and Matthew Vaughn.
Okay.
Matthew Vaughn directed Layer Cake, Stardust, and Kick-Ass.
Stardust was a fantastic film.
Yep, and Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass so was good as well.
He's a good director. And she also wrote Stardust, Kick-Ass, and this one.
No, she didn't write Stardust. She might have helped.
Well, she wrote the script.
However, Neil Gaiman wrote Stardust.
All right, calm down. Fuck you.
I've got it on the bookshelf over there.
I fucking started it now. But yeah, so it's a good film. Jane Goldman, actually, Jonathan Ross's wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
She's got big boobs.
Massive
knockers.
Yes.
Big Barrett Tedes. Okay, yeah, so X-Men First Class, that's your first film you're going to see if you want to get an action-y film, action comic book movie.
Yeah, okay. Clean fun.
But if that's not what you want to see, up next we have The Tree of Life.
Your mother's naive. It takes fierce will to get ahead in this world. If you're good, people take advantage of you. One of these top executives, you know how they got where they are? Floated right down the middle of the river. Don't let anyone tell you there's anything you can't do. Don't do like I do. Promise me that. I dreamed of being a great musician. I let myself get sidetracked. If you're looking for something to happen, that was it. That was life. You lived it.
Okay, Tree of Life is a film I haven't seen.
Okay, let's pontificate on it anyway.
Okay, here's a synopsis. Story centres around a family with three boys in the 1950s. The eldest son witnesses the loss of innocence. Now, do you want to go out and watch that?
Well, it depends in what way you witness the loss of innocence.
I don't know. It's got Brad Pitt in it. It's got Sean Penn in it. And it's got... That's it.
To be fair, Brad Pitt doesn't normally pick bad films. He can pick and choose them.
This film is directed by a bloke called Terrence Malick, who only makes like one film every 10 years. He's very picky in what he makes.
Yeah.
And it's very art housey. It's filmed very weird and very cinematically obscure.
I think it's going to depend what kind of mood you're in.
Yeah, I think you need to be a proper art head to be go. Oh, this is amazing! The how he's filmed that shot shows the whole feelings of his aspirations to
and
become.
And the slight judder to the camera angle tells you that the director is masturbating furiously directly behind
him. But he's masturbating for good with sandpaper.
Yes.
He wants people to.
We're just coming up to the big climax.
Exactly. But, one of the films I've done, kind of done really well with some critics who said it was fucking amazing and Brad Pitt's brilliant in it. And then you had other critics the other way who literally said, what a pompous piece of shit. One of the worst films ever made.
What was it? Is it The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Dribble or something?
That's brilliant, that film.
Oh, that's a big steaming pile of arty poo.
There you go. Arty poo!
Damn right.
Big steaming pile of arty poo.
Arty poo.
Love it. I love that film. Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet.
Big steaming pile of arty poo.
Yeah, I like that film. I thought it was good. But what do you know? Arty poo.
Arty poo. It was just dull.
I thought it was clever. I thought it was really cool. The way it kind of went, showed you like that. Each memory was getting taken away bit by bit.
And didn't make it interesting.
Alright, that's possible. Maybe one of the films you might have to watch again.
No, definitely not.
Alright, fair enough.
I'd rather eat the table.
Yeah, okay.
Live long and prosper. Image of Serac.
More movies that are out right now. You can go down a shop, you can purchase them behind a counter with people.
Can you go and rent them?
You can rent them and all. You can stream them from Love Film and stuff like that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You can watch a movie with your eyes and listen with your ears, because that's what you're supposed to do, yeah?
That sounds good. Do you have to understand with your brain?
Nah, not these films. So,
what we got next?
Next up, Horrid Henry.
Hey, my name's Henry, but everyone calls me
Horrid Henry.
Welcome to my world. That's perfect. Peter, a.k.a. my wormy, worm little brother.
Henry's not doing his homework.
Henry!
But I can deal with him. Well, I don't want to do my homework. I'm way too busy being a rock star. Introducing public enemy number one.
Huh?
Moody Margaret.
I hate you, Henry!
Henry?
And the worst teacher in the whole wide world, Miss Battleaxe. All she ever wants is my
homework. No!
I haven't got my homework, miss.
Detention.
No!
And this is just lovely. Oh, yeah, and that's the grossest goo ever.
Oh, nice one, Henry.
Yeah, nice one, Henry.
Yeah. Oh, why is it always me?
I hear Ashton Primary's closing down.
Dark forces are at work, Henry.
All those children will be paying me lots of money to come here to Brick House School.
I'm not going to that mouldy old brick house.
This summer.
It's our school. We can't let anyone take that away from us.
Save the day.
What's she doing here?
I'm here to help you come up with a plan to save the school, that's what.
Eureka!
The Horrid Way.
What does that horrid boy think he's doing?
Go, Henry!
Nothing can stop me.
In your own time, girls?
Don't think about laughing.
Angelica Houston. It's
time your daughter listen.
Richard E. Grant. Dick and Dom. And introducing Theo Stevenson as Horrid Henry. Horrid Henry, the movie. In 3D.
Just what do you think you're doing?
Kids film. Well, kids film about a little fucking shitbag that is a little horrible little fucker that plays pranks on everyone, but he's lovable. Little shit.
Right, so what's the target audience? Is this one for children?
This is for kids. This is a CBBC movie. Or for kids of ages.
This is a stocking filler. This is
Yes,
give
definitely.
Give it to the kiddie wigs for Christmas. Let's release it on DVD just in the run-up of Christmas. Yada, 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 yada. It's probably, let me guess, it came out at the start of the summer holidays.
It did. Yeah. And it came out. It was in 3D.
Yeah.
British film.
Oh, beautiful.
Got some big people. It's got Angelica Houston in it, Richard E. Grant, Noel Fielding, Kimberly Walsh, Brunella Scales, Joe Brand, Matthew Horne, David Schneider. All like British comedians and actors, isn't it?
British comedians and Matthew Horne
from Gavin and Stacey.
Yes, as in not funny. Sorry, that was a subtle way of suggesting. God, I can't stand that bloke.
Do you even like Gavin and Stacey though?
Does nothing for me. Leaves me cold. Leaves me dead.
Oh, fair enough. I love Gavin and Stacey. But yeah, anyway, Holy Henry, right? It's just about a little shit. It's based on a book, and then it was made into a cartoon, I think.
I think there were Horrid Henry books.
Yeah, I think there was a book first. Right, but look at this, and you know stuff. It's a book, and you have the kids, because look at the name, the character names.
God.
Miss Battleaxe.
Yep.
Miss Lovely.
Ooh. Who plays Miss Lovely?
Perinda Nagwa from Bendit Like Beckham and ER.
Oh, okay.
Vic Van Winkle.
Vic Van Winkle?
Yep. Nice. Ed Banger.
Beautiful.
Stuck Up Steve.
Ed Banger Stuck Up Steve?
Yeah. Horrid Henry.
Indeed.
Prissy Polly.
Although I believe it's Horrid Henry.
Horrid Henry.
Just for anyone who knows it, it doesn't start with an O and an E.
Yeah. Horrid Henry.
With a pair of H's.
Yeah. Prissy Polly. Great Aunt Gretna. Oh, that's not that funny.
not even a little bit.
Here's one for us. Miss Oddbod. Miss Oddcast Bod.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Sour Susan.
Ooh. And wonder how she got that name.
Yeah. Perfect Peter. I bet he's got child porn on his computer.
I bet he's a cunt.
Yeah. He's a cunt. And Soggy Sid.
Ooh. Soggy Sid.
Soggy Sid.
Is that a boy or a girl? I'm assuming it's a boy.
Yes, boy.
Because you do get girls called Sydney.
You do, Sydney, yeah, but that is it's a boy.
Fair enough. Bladder issues?
I don't know. Just fucking soiled himself.
Yeah.
Soiled Soggy Sid.
Lovely.
But it is a film that the kid's going to watch. One of the films that you know, you put it on the kid. But he plays pranks and he's an annoying little fucker. It's like Dennis.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Oh, God, I forgot about Dennis.
I watched that the other day.
Really? Is it still on?
Walter Matthau. The actual film.
Dennis. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a... Reminded me of a time.
Jesus.
But yeah. So yeah, that's Horrid Henry. You want to go and watch that? Go and watch that.
Go on then.
If you...
Or you want to get it on DVD, you can put it on in front of the kids and you can fuck off and do something else.
Yep, for 80, 90 minutes, however long it's on for.
Yeah.
Okay, yep, so last one, which is out this week. Well, it's not out this week, it's out now for you to go and buy, rent, steal. Not saying I condone you to steal it.
No, not at all. But so long as you're not stealing it through piracy.
Yes, because piracy kills.
Yes.
Piracy funds terrorism.
Yes.
And television.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pirates are awesome, though. You know, proper old swashbuckling pirates.
Or Pirates of the Caribbean, or...
Well, yeah, not Disney pirates.
Old school.
Yeah. The thing is, Pirates of the Caribbean does make them all look all dashing and romantic, and frankly, they were all a bit nasty and rapey.
Yeah.
You know, a bit stabby, bit rapey, bit not rapey. Very nice people.
Bit stabby, a bit rapey.
Yeah.
Okay. But yes, the last one is Transformers 3.
Oh, fuck me, I bet that's awesome.
And he's the coolest guy ever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sam. Dylan Gould.
Hey. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure meeting you. Carly's told me a lot about you.
Well, vice versa. It's,
oh, really?
It's a beautiful building, you guys. It's like a Starship Enterprise in here.
Thank you very much. It leaks. Before Carly came to help run the collection, it was just a complete mess. But now the restorations are back on track. We're going to Pebble Beach this year. We're going to get a trophy for that stand right there. You know why? Because this woman right here is my secret weapon.
Mr. Gould, please, you exaggerate. All I've done is get you organized.
Oh, you have done much more than that, my Duchess.
Nicknames, that's fun.
Yeah, the Duchess.
Yes, so Transformers 3, have you seen the first two?
Yes, well, I'll tell a lie. I saw the first one.
Yep.
That was okay. Started watching the second one, and it
I couldn't understand why they had all these pointless school scenes and the teen romance scenes of bits and pieces. It just got worse and worse and worse. They're taking out all the good Transformers bit and just putting a really shit teen movie instead. You watch Transformers for the story of the Transformers.
Not
to see the kids. Oh, look, Willie.
Megan Fox.
Won't he? Oh, their relationship's a bit unsteady. Oh, look, there's a new... I don't give a fuck. I want to see robots turning into cars and blowing shit up.
Fucking angry, man.
Damn right.
You're a fucking angry Transformer. Decepticon.
Yeah. I would be a Decepticon,
yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's Transformers. I've seen all three of them, and this is by far the worst one.
So, if there's a fourth, will you see it? You probably still would, wouldn't you?
What else to talk about for me? I see anything.
Yeah, you'll watch any old shit.
It could be... Because I always give benefit of doubt. I'll go, well, last one was crap. This one could be good. They could really pick it up and do better.
You have a lot more faith in humankind than I
have. I am. I'm a very nice guy.
Yeah.
But Mark. This one, there's no Megan Fox in it, because she got fired for calling Michael Bay Hitler. And,
fair enough.
Yeah. So they roped in Rosie Huntington Whiteley, a British actress who can't act. She's a model.
Oh, how useful.
And she's running around in heels whilst alien robots are attacking the city.
Good practical shoes.
Yes. No one told her at one point, take your fucking shoes, put these fucking trainers on. Run your bare feet.
Yeah.
You're going to break your ankle. Then you can't fucking run at all.
Silly, silly girl. But, bloody model.
It's just a weird storyline. It's too long. It's like 2.5 hours long.
And I tell you what though, random. If they'd taken out the point of a slow romance, how long would the film have been?
20 minutes.
Yeah.
No, say that. The last hour is action after action after action after action. But it's the same. It's like they're repeating it on loop.
Yeah.
It's the same scene. And you're like, come on, what the fuck's going on? And it just gets a bit boring.
This is the difficulty. This is one of my biggest issues with CGI. It makes it too easy to have these overlong sequences. Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one was fine. The subsequent Pirates of the Caribbean films had this same issue of, oh, what do we do now? Let's just put in an over-the-top CGI sequence. But the thing is, when you know it's CGI and it's not some really cool special effects, it's just not really much fun. No. You get bored, you switch off.
Exactly. But watch it if you've seen the others, just because... Finish it through, because that's it done now. They're going to make some more, but they're not going to be with these people. Like, Shia LaBeouf is no longer going to be in the fourth one.
I would say if you were fairly disappointed by the second, I would say it's not going to be worth going
to the third. I quite liked the second one, but I didn't like this one. Whereas a lot of people said they hated the second one, but like this one. Because if you hate something so much, you're going to kind of more likely like the next one.
No, I think I'm done with Transformers.
So no Transformers for you then?
None for me.
So what out of them four films would you go and see? Or would you go and get?
I can't remember what the films were.
X-Men so First Class.
X-Men is an absolute, yes.
Yeah, no, that. Tree of Life. Transformers.
Tree of Life, I think.
Horrid Henry.
If I was in a good mood, Tree of Life I would have a look at as well. Brad Pitt's done some very good films. We've got an actor and a director here who don't just take on shit for the fun of it, although Brad Pitt has done some proper lemons, but he's done proper lemons for large ones.
Proper lemons, yeah.
So I reckon that might well be worth a look.
Alright, okay, so that will end the go out and rent a film segment. There was no name, just what's out now to go and watch on DVD. So
do you have to have a name for every segment?
I do. I like to have a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter. Start recording some jingles or something, couldn't you?
Could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, with my fuzzy bear voice.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. But a bit of a uniformity across.
Yeah.